welcome to the Acupuncture Outsider podcast. My name is Richard Hazel, and in the time it takes for you to commute to or from work, I hope to have shared something of interest about orthopedic acupuncture using motor points, trigger points, myofascial slings, neurofunctional acupuncture, segmental treatments, anything that crosses my mind that seems to be of interest. I hope you'll enjoy it. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Acupuncture Outsider. This is Richard Hazel, and today I'm going to talk a little bit about an experience that I've been going through in the past couple weeks. I have a stiff neck from probably just postural reasons, being bent over all day, treating patients, etc. And my right levator scap has been getting tighter and more sore with time in the past month or so. And I have this small handheld massager that is right next to my bed. I wake up in the morning and I run that along the occiput, right below the occiput, in the suboccipitals, and then the semispinalis capitis, the levator scap area, especially on the right side, because of that sort of ongoing stiffness and soreness, and my stubborn nature, where I know that I could just stick a couple needles in my neck and fix it, and I just always would rather just use the massager. I really just don't like having to put my head down on the table and feel around on my neck and try to get the right angle and hope that my proprioception is good so that I'm not going to injure myself. But anyway, so what I wanted to tell you about was that we've had a big fluctuation in temperatures, just like a lot of people in the country. And I'm in Buffalo, New York, and normally in February, March, we're having freezing weather, like below 0 Celsius or below 32 Fahrenheit a lot of the time. We've had a very mild winter for Buffalo, temperatures in the 50s Fahrenheit, sometimes even 60s, which is about 20 degrees Fahrenheit higher than our normal. I think we were recently 20 degrees higher than the highest temperature for the date ever on record. So anyway, so when the temperature goes from, you know, warm spring-like weather down below zero or below freezing in the space of about 10 hours or 12 hours, a lot of us will feel that pressure change if we're sensitive to it, and it can give you headaches, or for some people with arthritis, they'll feel it. There are a lot of people who have chronic pain, low-level inflammation, where that barometric pressure drop is really noticeable. So lots of headaches. Anyway, something around that time really triggered my neck pain, and I was waking up in the middle of the night and rubbing my neck and using my massager, and I ended up taking Advil and then rubbing CBD cream on it to try to tank down the inflammation. And all of that helped a little bit. But then, of course, throughout the day, you know, working, I would think I was better. And then I'd get in bed and then it would just come back and it would just be really miserable, keep me awake. So I finally decided to treat myself. And I basically put a needle around the C5 level in the semispinalis capitis and the levator scap on the right. And somehow I managed to hook the alligator clamps onto the needles. I have no idea how I did it. It's just good proprioception. But I was able to hook it up to the Ito at 1 hertz for about 7 or 8 minutes. And then I took it off. And I thought, oh, I'm fixed. I feel so good. And then I guess, you know, the post-treatment inflammation hit at night. And oh my God, I woke up. I thought, oh, I'm worse. I think I'm worse. And of course, the whole time I'm thinking, oh, this is what it's like for my patients. I have to do a better job explaining to people that, you know, like how much more sore they might be that night. So anyway, miserable, terrible night's sleep. Next day, I did not want to wait to see if I'd feel better. I decided, you know, I was like actually dreaming about the trigger point in my semispinalis capitis, like in my half awake state, I was imagining dry needling my semispinalis capitis. So that's what I decided to do. So I went in early to work and I dry needled my semispinalis capitis and got some really big jumps on it, felt it jolt all the way up to my occiput. And by the way, this was all giving me headaches. Like I was having regular headaches and I knew they were cervicogenic because of the location around my occiput area that was hurting. So the dry needling seemed to help during the day. And then that night, oh my God, miserable again. Massage gun, Advil, CBD cream, everything. I was having a terrible time. And then I would go into work and I would still be sore. Like the muscle was really quite sore to the touch. So I was thinking, I don't think I really got this released. And I thought, but I better, let me just wait one more day before I stick more needles in it and just see if I just needed the inflammation to clear. So I did that. And you know what? It did get the semispinalis capitis and levator scapulae areas did start to feel a little better, but it seemed to somehow then flare up my obliquus capitis inferior. I guess some people just call it the inferior oblique suboccipital on that same side, on the right side. Oh my God, it was, I don't know why that got worse, but it did. And I was stretching my head, turning my head to the left, trying to stretch it because it's on the right. And it was giving me a constant headache right at the occiput and even jolting nerve pain into my temporalis, up my scalp, into the orbit of my eye. The whole thing that I treat for migraine patients, I was sitting there thinking, I know this is not a migraine. I'm not having any of those symptoms of like halos or blurred vision or nausea or anything like that. I know that this is not as debilitating as migraines are. But man, I was thinking, oh, I like really imagine that migraines must be just hugely debilitating for people because it's all you can think about when your head is hurting like that. You're literally thinking about it the whole time. It's always on your mind, no matter what you're doing. You can talk to somebody. You can definitely multitask. But one of the things you're doing is paying attention to that headache that is not going away. And I'm just, you know, I would find myself just grasping the top of my head and pulling my neck, trying to find the position that would stretch it out so it would feel better. And I thought, you know what? Do not delay. Do not just put it off like you did for the other two muscles. You got to treat this obliquus capitis. And I've never treated my own suboccipitals before this muscle. So I was a little bit like feeling apprehensive, a little cautious. The depth is a little trickier when it's on yourself because you can't see the needle. You're putting pressure on the needle, but you don't know if it's really going in yet or how far is it going. You're just relying on your feel. And it was quite tricky, I have to say. I just wanted to be super careful that I was not in any way angling in a direction toward the vertebral arteries. And I feel like it was pretty easy to figure out an angle where I knew for sure I was going in safely. And so I went in slowly with the needle and I felt like I got that point. And then I put some stim on it using a pointer plus I wanted to use the pointer plus, which is 10 Hertz, because I really wanted to be sure that I felt the rotation of my head stemming this point so that I would know that it was definitely the oblique, inferior oblique suboccipital and not one of the neck extensors. Because there's a bunch of stuff going on right there. So I thought I got it and I thought I was better. And then that night, oh my God, the headache, the shooting electrical storm that was going on over my head. And I was thinking, oh my God, I'm treating all these migraine people and thinking, oh, they're doing great. And I'm thinking, are they going home and experiencing this? This is horrible. This is like the worst. So I have had patients tell me that the night after the night of their treatment, it triggered a migraine. And I think that was like the nice way for them to tell me how miserable they were. Like now I kind of know. And so that'll definitely be part of my conversation with them that, you know, this may suck tonight, but the goal is fewer headaches. And I think, you know, this is what we have to do. But you need to know that it's an unfortunate situation that if I'm treating the muscles that are causing your migraines, they're possibly going to create a migraine because of inflammation from the treatment. So I was taking Advil. I was trying to massage it. I found something that worked really well. It was my neck traction pillow. I have recommended neck traction pillows to a lot of patients. There are some contraindications. If you've never used one, look up the contraindications. You only want to use them pretty much on a healthy neck that hasn't had, you know, surgeries. People with high blood pressure are apparently not supposed to use them. I suppose that neck traction pillow is increasing your blood pressure because obviously it's pushing on carotid and jugular. Know your contraindications, but if it is safe for you to use a neck traction pillow and you have some sort of chronic neck tension, pain, even postural stuff, I highly recommend you check them out. You can get one for like $20 US on Amazon. So just look into it. This neck traction pillow was like my favorite thing for the past couple days, because even with that little ache going on during the day that wasn't even giving me a headache, but it was just sore in my occiput on the right side, with the neck traction pillow, within 2 or 3 minutes, that would go away. And I felt so much better having done that. I think just that passive stretch is so much better than when I'm doing it, you know, trying to stretch my neck with my hand, or I, you know, the, too much of a good thing. The massage gun is nice, but eventually you start to irritate the skin and then it starts to feel burning. Like it's like, you have to just, it was frustrating. So, the neck traction pillow was like my favorite thing. Last night I did wake up after about 4 hours of sleep with the headache and a bit of that pain still. So I took an Advil, I put some CBD cream on it. I woke up this morning feeling much better. And I think I still had a little soreness this morning. I think just to be on the safe side, I took one Advil just to make sure that I wasn't going to be regretting it later that I didn't take it. So today's been a good day, much, much better, feeling way better, wishing that I hadn't put it off for those weeks when it was just a stiff neck. But it really gave me some good insight into what my patients are going through, what they go through after I treat them, especially on these suboccipitals and trigger points in semispinalis capitis, things like that. You know, at the end of the day, when the person has felt great relief that they haven't had for a long time, they kind of forget the discomfort that they went through from the treatment. But I just think having gone through that, I'm going to be way more engaged in patient education on that. I always educate my patients about being sore after treatment. But I think with what I just experienced, I want to actually make sure that they know that it could really be uncomfortable that night. Like not just how it was when they came in, but like a little worse for that night. And whatever they can do for that, if they they're allowed to take non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, I would recommend it because it really helped me to sleep. But if they can't, then I'm going to say use heat. The massager can be good, but you know, too much of a good thing starts to irritate. So yeah, I'm definitely going to be on top of that. Let's see, what else can I tell you? I really think it's not fun to have to self-treat, but I was so happy that I could do it, you know. When you're in a lot of pain and you need relief quickly, it's a great thing to have the knowledge and the acupuncture skills to be able to relieve that pain so quickly. Because I don't know where I'd be or how I'd be doing right now if I didn't have acupuncture to save me. That was a really tough string of days, even with the acupuncture. So, yeah. So anyway, I wanted to talk about that and just kind of recognize how headaches can be so debilitating and so interesting, the pain referrals that I was getting from these different muscles, but especially into the occiput and those the nerve pain I was getting from that suboccipital. It was that was really weird. I would be trying to sleep and I would feel different waves of sort of like electricity, almost like a lightning storm going across my temple, and the ache going up the back of my scalp, just like the drawing of the greater occipital nerve. So, all right. So anyway, that was, I wanted to talk about that and just put it out there for people that when we're treating these neck muscles, make sure our patients know that it might get a little worse that night before it gets better. Okay, so that's it. Next weekend, I am flying to Sydney, Australia to teach for China Books Sydney, a 4-day course. It's going to be mastering motor point acupuncture and the Yanda upper and lower cross syndromes as they relate to shoulder pain and neck pain, respectively. And then the advanced day is treating sciatica and some pseudo-sciaticas like superior gluteal nerve and gluteal nerve entrapments. And then the second half of that day is going to be migraine headaches, more nerve entrapment, and some great trigger point dry needling of the trapezius as it relates to headache. So if you're in Australia and still on the fence, there's probably still room. I think we're close to capacity, but you could reach out to China Books. Their website is ChineseMedicineEducation.com. Okay. And then, you know, this will all be recorded. So for those of us who don't live in Australia, unfortunately, it will go on Podia for people to see and purchase. And so that will have all those things I just mentioned. All right. So have a great one. And I will talk to you very soon. Thanks.